Dr. Wayne Pond. For the intellectual corner of our program this morning, Dr. Pond, what do you have to embellish our vocabularies?
Does this mean I'm standing in the corner? Oh, not again.
You can do whatever you want, buddy.
I love the refrigerated box image.
like an old ice box that they used to have.
Oh, that's dangerous. Don't talk that way.
Well, it would have to be a lot bigger than they were for me to get in there. But seriously, it is really going to be hot. Well, what's up?
Yes, indeed. Well, here we go, guys. The word of the day. Here is a word that British and American English, global English, has borrowed from, I suppose it would be German, a language, the German language. It is comes from, I think it's fair to say, one of the darker sides or darker chapters of military political history. The word of the day is putsch. Putsch, P-U-T-S-C-H. Doesn't sound like there's an S in there. According to the wordsmith, you're just supposed to say putsch. But it does have an S. P-U-T-S-C-H. Putsch is all about secret plotting, overthrowing the government, attempts to overthrow the government. I use this because July 20th, 1944, that would be 73 years ago, there was an honest-to-gosh putsch, an attempt to overthrow and assassinate Adolf Hitler. For you World War II history fans, that'll ring a considerable bell, I suppose. Putsch.
Too bad it didn't succeed.
C-H. Yeah. There were a couple of movies about that, didn't Tom Cruise was in one of them, and movie or two back in the, 50s or 60s, before the Cruise film, I can't remember.
Wow. That's a very serious topic, boy, I tell you.
It is. So we take a turn for the serious once every other blue moon on the word of the day, and I guess this is the one that we're doing now. P-U-T-S-C-H is a noun, a secretly plotted, suddenly executed attempt to overthrow the government, and I use it because today is the anniversary of just such an attempt in Nazi Germany to overthrow Adolf Hitler. Well, on that happy note, guys, stay cool.
Thank you.
Hey, we're always cool around here.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
We're always cool around here because we know Wayne Pond, you know, so that makes us cool.
You way cool. All right. Hey, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.